And as we talked earlier, we talked that there's three layers. And one is like helpless or powerless anger. Another one is rage. And then another one is violence. And if it's something that's a longer term, then do the violence in your meditation. See the person or the circumstance and go and just blast it to smithereens. Just destroy that image in your mind. Get the violence out. Violence is not really just physical. Violence is the emotional self-abandonment and sticking yourself with an emotion you cannot express. And it rots in there. All right. So that's what we would suggest. And you will find that ultimately it's oneness. You'll find that you're floating through the day, and whether it's positive or whether it's negative, doesn't make too much difference. You just flow right on through. And you'll get to a place to where when negative stuff comes up, you can you'll start to laugh. Oh, you again. What is it this time? Not in a self-judgment way or in a, oh, damn it. Oh, I have to grow again. I have to do something else. Oh, damn it. Oh. When will this negativity ever leave me alone? You know, you don't have to go there anymore. It's like, oh, okay, that's that. Boom, boom. Right on through. As with all human beings, you'll find that your life becomes vastly easier when whatever remnants of guilt, shame, and judgment you have had or still hold on to, and certain circumstances will bring them up, and other circumstances you're clear. But whatever it is that brings it up, will continue to bring it up, you can let it go more easily, more freely, more quickly, and you'll return to your natural state of being, which is a natural state of bliss, a happiness. Happiness is a basic natural state of being for a human being. It's not something you can really achieve too well, but it's a natural state. And you have a lot of happiness to share. Thank you for that question. Is there any further clarification you'd like?
Yeah, actually, it's something that I had in my head since I'm age 15. I'm going to go real quick with that because I don't want to steal everybody's time here. Okay, I know I've been in a coma twice, and I know that I have to write a book, and then it's my autobiography, which I started. And then I went to film school, and I'm a film producer, but I don't do it professionally right now. But I know that the book is must be made into a movie, and I want to help the world, like heal the world, like Michael Jackson, internationally through that film, because it shows that we can suffer a great deal and grow and find happiness.
All right. Well, we would suggest right now for your personal happiness and for your own personal sense of bliss, you need to recognize the difference between that vision that you got at, did you get that at age 15 or later?
I was maybe 12 or 13, actually.
Okay. So you got that vision originally, and it's kind of been with you kind of most of your life now?
Yes.
All right. Now, it's a vision of you making a difference on the planet. And we would say that it's beautiful to imagine and to be excited about and passionate about the form in which you do that, i.e. the film, the book. Okay? But you're going to have to take off of yourself all the guilt you feel and you have felt over the years for not having put it together already.
Ah.
You see, you feel behind.
Yes.
Okay? And this is creating more urgency and more pressure and more demand on you to redeem yourself from your failure to have achieved it when you should have achieved it, what was it, maybe 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You should have had it done by then. The book should have been done, a bestseller. Everything should have been done by then. You should be on the next stage of your destiny. you know, moving to the next movie and to the next book and da-da-da-da-da. So the most important thing right now to enable you to free yourself, to open up the pathway for your destiny to actually manifest, you've got to take all the shame, the guilt, and the judgment that you attach to yourself in the subconscious, which you pretty much ignore all the time, or try to, which is about not having been enough. And this will take the pressure off of you, and get you can have permission to do nothing. You feel really guilty about doing nothing. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Oh, I need to be onto the book. I need to be onto the movie. I've got to do something. When am I ever going to get to it? I got to get to it. That's your slave driver. And you have to fire the slave driver, and you have to stop the guilt. We're going to stop the guilt in just a little while. That's a biggie. A biggie for you. Because when you let that go, you'll let go of a tremendous burden you've been carrying with yourself, which is actually debilitating you and keeping you physically from being able to do it. Do you understand?
Yes. It's very true.
Now, every one of you, as you get older, as every year goes by, the consensus program is this. You're under more pressure to succeed. You better hurry up and achieve. You're behind. Come on. You got to get with the program. When are you going to? You're off track. You're wandering around doing stupid stuff, like getting emotional about something, or spending all your time just maintaining routines and keeping your body up, you know, keeping it up. Hey, you know, that's secondary. You're throwing away this destiny. You got to get to it. You got to get to your mission, or you might die without having done it. And what will you feel when you get on the other side? You'll feel so ashamed. You'll say, oh God, I was such a failure. Please, please have mercy on me.
So true.
Give me another lifetime. Please. I promise you I'll do better next time. Please don't send me to hell. There is no hell, really. If there's a hell, you're in it, you know? A hell's inside, you know? And that's the guilt, the shame, and the judgment, you know? When you free yourself, then you open to your universe as being friendly, loving, and supportive, and allowing you the magic of the synchronicity and the miraculous to come your way. Many of these people have been really successful, been on Oprah, done the whole shtick, right? And people looking up to them as the spiritual leaders and the inspirers of the world. When they talk about their rise to fame, it's a series of almost like miraculous synchronicities, flukes. They line up. Because most of these people don't have anything more than you do. They're not more talented. They're not more gifted. They might, you know, be a little bit, you know, more verbally astute. They can maybe speak a little bit more cleverly. But that's not really where it's at. It's amazing how many people sacrifice their futures because they're trying so busy to fulfill a dream, the form of a dream of the past, and that dream, and it's become not a dream or a passion any longer, even though it's that element's still there, but it's becoming a redemption from a shame that doesn't exist, from a guilt that doesn't exist, with judgments that are all fake and false. And how can those magical synchronicities occur? How can miracles occur when you're not open to them? So what happened to these people who've made it to the top is that they discovered the love of themselves, they discovered their freedom, somehow or another, they found an opening, an opportunity to step outside the shame, the guilt, and the judgment. And they did. The opportunities will present to you too. You've had many opportunities. But when you're focused into the guilt, the shame, the judgment, or focused into your past, you don't see them. They can walk right past you. You know, the person who could take you to the top could walk right past you. You could meet them at a party. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's what you do. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. And that's it. It's your vibration, your resonance. The thing that keeps you dark and small is that guilt. Don't ever motivate yourself out of guilt. Don't ever let the slave driver pressure you into saying, every year that goes by, you're closer to death and you haven't achieved your destiny yet. You're bad. You got to hurry up. Don't let it do that to you. You install the slave driver. You can deinstall it. You put a program on your computer, you can deinstall the program. Your power, your choice. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
All right, one more.
No, over here, please.
Thank you. Yes. sorry. That really took me, that last thing. Okay. So there is a trigger that, with all the work that I've done recently on the shame and the guilt and the judgment, I notice I'm aware that there's a certain trigger with certain people who are in my life that I'm very close to. And it seems to happen when I'm on the phone more than it does in person. And that trigger, actually, when I'm listening to them, and from what you say tonight, it's probably from them being in pain. And I'm listening to that, and then all of a sudden, I get this filling up of stress, and it like shuts me down, and I get the sense of separation, and I go into almost this torment, physical torment. And
while you're still on the phone?
Yeah, this is all going on. I don't think the person even has a clue, because I'm doing this. And I would just like to know if there's a technique that I could instill that would help me move through this as I'm listening to whatever it is that they're speaking about that's bothering them or upsetting them, where they're fired up, where they're triggered. Mm-hmm. And I might be in a very peaceful place before the phone call, and then the phone call happens and it just like snaps.
All right. All right. Well, this has been going on a long time, though, hasn't it? This pattern?
Yes, it's just now
you've
I'm
had
aware
it,
of it.
You've had it for years and years.
Yep.
It's just that you're becoming aware of it right now,
yep,
more because you're changed so much.
More open, sensitive,
mm-hmm,
all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel after you're done with the phone call and you finally hang up? What does that feel like?
It feels good because I'm disconnected.
Right. You stopped the shift. You stopped that particular energy flow,
yeah,
right?
It feels really good. Not I used to not, but now it does. It feels like
you're
yes.
free again.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, you have something. It's really funny because this is something the channel has too, and that is that you can get easily imprisoned through your audio sense.
Mm-hmm.
You feel trapped on
yes.
a phone.
Yes.
You can't go anywhere. You're stuck. If you go anywhere, you hang up, or you don't seem to be nice or something like
yes.
that, you have tremendous threats of guilt and shame and judgment on yourself.
Yes.
So you feel like you've got to be a good person and you've got to listen to this, even though you don't necessarily want to hear it. You got to listen.
Right.
It's imperative that you must do that, because that's what being a good friend is about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Your definition of friend is a self-abandonment. And that's where you need to work. First of all, if someone calls you that you're close to and starts talking about their suffering, tell them that you're empathetic for that, because you understand suffering is really difficult. But could we talk about it in person?
Oh.
Because when you're in person with somebody, you don't have this issue.
I don't at all, which is weird.
No, it's an audio thing. It's a telephone thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's part of the reason why everybody who knows the channel knows, don't call her.
Okay.
She's not a phone person.
Okay.
She doesn't like to make calls, receive calls.
Yep.
She doesn't like to talk on the phone. Audio stuff, it hurts her ears. She just feels really terrible.
Right.
But it's also, in general, being on the phone is not a good thing for you either.
Why?
Because of this audio trap that's in there. Okay, now, if you're talking about something that's interesting or entertaining or just
fun,
making logistical arrangements to meet somewhere and do something.
Yes.
Great. It's fine. That's what phones are really for. But in order for you to have compassion, for you to give of yourself to another person, for you to prepare yourself and to be able to get all the signals and all the energies of yourself in coalesced and centered and integrated, you need to be in person.
Right. Because on the audio part, it feels like it's just that, like a laser or, you know, like a needle. It,
mm-hmm.
And, but when I'm with a person, you're right, it's very broad. It's
mm-hmm.
I pick up on all the other signals as well,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not so sensitive.
Now, if you think historical research is fun, and some people do, well, think back into your childhood, your adolescence, to phone calls. You know, when you're a teenager, you know, a teenage woman, you're gonna have long phone calls,
yes,
with friends.
I used to have like 3 or 4 hour phone calls with,
exactly,
friends.
Exactly. And the two of you just be like, you know, lounging around and whatever comes to mind and,
right,
and you know, that kind of thing. That's one kind of phone call. But somewhere between there and now, you got into a place where your relationship with somebody on the phone was one that had to be scrutinized, judged, and evaluated.
Right.
And find out where that happened.
I think I know where.
All right. You can also go in meditation to that self,
mm-hmm.
and give her the freedom to hang up. Give her the freedom to not have to field a call, or gift her the healing.
Yeah. Okay.
You can go and change it there. You know, make it, you know, so, because what's happening is every time it happens, she shows up in your energy field. She got all bent out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
So she shows up and you shrink back into her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay in your adult. You don't stay in your light being self. You turn into her and she's in pain.
Yes.
She's limited. It hurts you to go and be a self you no longer are.
Right. It's definitely up for healing. Thank
right.
you so much.
You can do that.
I'm very clear on what you're saying. Thank you.
Good. All right.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you for that question.
Mm.
All right. All right. Looks like we can do one more.
I have a question. I have this opportunity to go to Africa. I'm a commercial pilot, but I have not flown in 2.5 years. I would like to know if that's a good choice, and if I would be safe.
Well, do you want to go to Africa? Do you want to fly to Africa? You would be the pilot?
I would be a co-pilot, but
a co-pilot.
I would like to know if I would be safe, because, you know, compensation-wise would be very good for me, but I just would like to know if I would be safe and if that would be a good choice.
If you worry about whether you're going to be safe or not, then you're stuck in fear. And fear will erode your sense of confidence, your ability to respond in the moment. It will undermine your success. It will trigger senses of insecurity and worry. It will make you overly sensitive to circumstances. So we would suggest you need to address the fear of lack of safety. Because if you are not safe, okay, if you go down the plane, you die. Okay. Or anything in between. Right? So if you're concerned about your physical safety, we want to remind you, any moment you could walk out there and get hit by a car that's careens off the road. There's no more lack of safety flying to Africa as there is living in your day-to-day life. Why? Because your death is planned. Because a huge event, a seeming catastrophe to you, you've planned it. It's structured by you in conjunction with soul, spirit, and God and goddess and your reality.
Okay.
It's all arranged.
I'm not afraid of crashing in an airplane. I am concerned of the safety in that area for me as a woman.
Rape.
Okay.
And terrible mistreatment and lots of pain. Mm-hmm. All right. Being sold into slavery, whatever, you know, whatever you can think of as really bad stuff. Okay. Recognize that there are certain things that you can do to feel safe. And if you feel safe, you are as safe as you can be.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a couple of things to do to feel safe. And this is any of you who have a tendency to feel unsafe. You know, you go out at night and you drive around or do stuff. And you have to go through a neighborhood you don't feel comfortable in or whatever it is, you have a tendency to feel unsafe. If you're a female, if you're a male, you know, what would happen if my car breaks down and I'm in the middle of this bad neighborhood, you know, I'm at some people's mercy, you know. So the idea here is this, is that you are not alone. You're accompanied by friends. So your friends are on the other side. So before you go into a place in which you don't think you may feel safe or that you have a concern about your physical safety, call your friends. Call your friends in. See your guardian angel with you. Every one of you has at least one, if not several. Okay? And just feel them there and make it as real as you can make it. And have them surround you in a circle of light on the ground around you. And everywhere you walk, that circle goes with you. And it's a circle of protection. And call on your friends. You can call on us. You can call on anybody that can be with you. You can, like for example, if you're in a vehicle, you can wrap the vehicle in light. Surrounded in light, surrounded in a bubble of light. And have the bubble reflect away from you anything that is negative, limiting, or painful for you.
That's wonderful. How would I know if this is a good decision for me to go to Lagos?
Well, if the decision is strictly for money, then it has to be connected to, okay, I go there and I make this money and I'm really certain I'm going to make this money because that's the contract and I can sign the contract and it's set. They will pay me that money. Okay, what is it I want to do with the money? It has to be for something that stirs your heart. And if it's just to make some, okay, I'll make some money and I'll get ahead and then I'll be able to spend a little bit more time, maybe writing or doing some spiritual work or doing some healing work or something, then it can be oriented towards that. But just to have money for its own sake is not a motivation to go. You need to have a good motivation to go.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're certainly welcome. A good motivation to go is it'll be an adventure. Right? So even if you head into the unknown, it's an adventure. You'll live in the present. You'll be in the adventure. And anytime you leave the country, it's always an opportunity for adventure. You may discover something that's unexpected, like you may discover some people there in some of these horrible neighborhoods that you can love and touch and you wouldn't have expected. And all of you, every day you have opportunities. You have opportunities to love, to touch others with your love, to love yourself, to expand and be free of your limitations and to radiate your light. When you're free of shame, guilt, and judgment, you see yourself more for who you are. You see your truth, and you can understand your truth. If you're looking to find what is right and what is correct, very often you're looking to have some kind of internalized parental voice approve of you, or your slave driver approve. Don't go there. If you feel insecure about a decision, get with your unseen friends, call in your spirit helpers and your angels, your guides, and get into a place of being loved. And from there, then look at it. If I can be in a place of being loved, do I want to do this? What do I want to do? In loving myself. What's loving for me? And eventually it'll click. You'll get your truth, and you'll be able to make decisions that are beautiful for yourself. Plus, if you do it that way, even if the decision turns out to be not a pleasant experience, you won't kick yourself around and shame yourself around and then lose all this time, quote unquote, trying to get yourself on the right track and to redeem yourself. It saves a lot of effort and time. In fact, living a life without guilt just is amazingly freeing and saves a tremendous amount of time of all those cycles you have to go through of going down into the darkness and then dragging yourself back up and getting up into the heights, yes, 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 only to find yourself being pulled down again. It enables you to kind of keep yourself buoyant, to keep yourself in the flow. And once you kind of get how to do this, that you get how to dance without the extremes, you'll find you're in such a self-respecting, self-loving place that your life starts to change, because when you love you, guess what? Other people will treat you beautifully. If you're being mistreated by people, it's because you're mistreating yourself somewhere. One of the biggest challenges in the human condition that we have seen is that through the shame, guilt, and judgment, people abandon themselves. And then they are subject to being abandoned by others. They play it out in the external when it's really going on inside. And it's like for you, dear one, on the phone, you would abandon yourself on the phone. In person, you don't tend to do it. All right, so thank you for all the questions, very beautiful questions, deep questions, and we are very glad we are able to answer those and talk about those. Really built this whole topic of the evening to a greater depth. So let's get some guilt, shame, and judgment out of the way, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, let's do some clearing here. All right. Maybe even just do a little stretch, you know? Just put up your arms like this and just like this. There we go. We're doing some stretching here. Good, good. Yes. Excellent, excellent. Little breathing. Because if you'll sit down and you can feel kind of like you got some oxygen, we know that the room is a little warm. A little stretching can help you keep you present, because it's always helpful to be in your conscious mind in these types of processes. Because when you're in your conscious mind, you're more able to be in choice. In your subconscious mind, you will live automatically on some choice you made in the past. And you just don't know what that choice is necessarily. And some of you do and don't like it. But so if you go into knee-jerk automatic reaction, a drift in your life, you'll just follow your old choices. Not a very powerful place. So let yourself get comfortable now in a place where you can sit the longest or be the longest without having to move. And let your body know you love your body. And your body is so good to you to support you as you do this process. You okay?
I'm fine.
All right. Take a nice breath. Ah, yes. And when you exhale, just let go of all the tension, of all the stuff in the day. And realize that regardless of how much processing and studying and learning and growing that you've done, somewhere in your psyche, in the subconscious, and anchored into the unconscious mind, just because the unconscious is the collective mind, there's loads of access to guilt and shame and judgment. Not necessarily always yours, but the world's. But as we mentioned before, the world is you. So let's go into the world of you. Close your eyes and let yourself go into your center, the place within you where you're a point of consciousness, where you're present and relaxed but alert. And listen to the sound of our voice. And if you find yourself wandering off, just repeat mentally what we say. It'll keep you present till you get over the hump and you can stay with us. You have some choices to make. And your first choice to make, the first choice to make is that it's to let go of judgment. Judgment, the nail that holds the coffin together. Look at the judgments that you've made in your life about yourself. You may not make those judgments as pronounced now as you did back before you got on your spiritual path, or a few months ago before you made some big changes. But recognize that there's a tendency to judge yourself in some way. It's been chronic. It was chronic. It was continuous for a while there. Or it lay in wait for you to do something wrong. Recognize that you've done some of this judging. Try to make sense. You were trying to make sense of your world, of your life. So you thought if you put the judgments, you'd have structure. Let yourself feel the structure. Feel that you built a kind of a cave of protection around yourself with your judgment. This is the way it is. This is familiar. This is safe. See that you thought that judgment was a positive thing. That you could have improved yourself if you would just judge yourself enough. That you would fix things inside you and you would be more perfect. You would do things better, more cleverly, more successfully. Sense the body of this judgment as an essence, as an energy of a heaviness that sits on you. Sense it, perhaps, as something thick that's around you, your cave, we call it, or your box, or walls. Feel the limitation of judgment, because as soon as you make a judgment, you're stuck to that reality. Feel how you have judged yourself in the past and shrunk yourself down into a little child. Or into a young adult who's got to work harder to make up for or to redeem the failures of the past. Sense how you've judged yourself for being a failure yourself at times. And how you've judged others. And how every time you judge others, it creates more pain for you. It doesn't clarify anything. So what we're going to do is we're going to break out of this prison of judgment. First, you want to feel the prison. You want to feel how judgment at first felt safe and secure. It was a sense of your first authority of yourself. You felt safe, familiar. Feel the safe, familiar feeling of your cave, of your box. Now feel the limiting feeling of your cave, of your box. See, you outgrew it. And every time you judge, you have to come back in here. So the first choice to make is that you're going to let go of judgment. You're going to have preferences instead. You're going to have awarenesses. You're going to have positive and healthy discrimination. But you're going to let go of limitation in judgment. We're going to count to three. And at the count of three, we and all your friends, all your helpers, are going to bust you out of this cave. So first, just imagine that you are surrounded by your friends. You're floating in a sky filled with stars. And every one of those stars, every one of those stars is a friend. Every one of those stars is someone who loves you. A pinpoint of light twinkling at you, winking at you with love. Recognize we have gathered. We and all your friends gathering a big party to support you. We're here for you, to work with you. And we have a vortex all ready for you. And some of those stars, those who make up our core group, leave their positions in the sky and move to a point above you and together create a giant star. A giant star, the way we show ourselves, we send a beam of light down to you. That by the time it touches your head, you realize it's a column of light that surrounds you. Let yourself be surrounded now. Let us surround you. Let us wrap our light around you. Let us love you. Just a moment here. Let us love you, care for you, nurture you. Let us remind you of who you are, spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, particle of God, Goddess, all that is. You're a light being of infinite value and worth, very lovable, very worthwhile. And your intrinsic nature is to be divine because you're made of the same substance as the divine. And you have choice. You are a powerful reality creator and you have choice. So choose now. Choose now to let go of this comforting cave as well as the limiting cave. This comforting hiding place, this box, as well as this limiting prison of a box. And all together, we and you, at the count of three, will blast the box and you'll be blown into, flying into, opened into the emptiness of the unknown. Don't fear, we're with you. One, we're gathering our forces, gathering our power. You're noticing the boundaries of this box or cave. Two, we all get stationed around you. It's as if we all put our hands and put all our attention onto the boundaries and limitations of this cave. And now you claim the light being that you are, the adult spiritual being. You are this adult spiritual being. Own it. Own it. And it's your choice to let this go. You are now ready to let it go. You're a powerful reality creator. Yes, you. Feel it. Imagine it. Choose it, too. And now, three. And just let yourself float into the unknown, into the nothing, into the emptiness. And as you float there, feeling a little freer, you realize that you are given so much shame. You are given this impression of separateness. You bought into the separateness. You took it to its individuality extreme. And that's okay. It's part of your journey, part of your discovery. But now, opportunity to feel this emptiness, to feel that it is all as well as empty. It is everything. You are in a moment of primal being. Your consciousness, present and being here, can connect with any time, any space there is. You are beyond the limitations of time and space. You're beyond the limitations of physical illness, financial limitations, or loneliness. You. But you realize that you were given this shame by others before you took it on yourself. And so we're going to do a shame retrieval. Retrieve it from yourself into an object. We would say into a ball. And so let us help you. Let us get this shame, the sense of your separateness, of your flawedness, of your inadequacy, of your nothingness. You are nothing. You're a no thing. You're beyond form. But if you were to call yourself nothing, it would be an epithet. So take this shame that's in your body. It's in the cells of your body. And give this shame up now. Give this sense of unworthiness. Give this sense of flawedness that you're screwed over and that you're screwed now. Give the sense of your failure, your humiliation, your rejection as being probably because you deserved it on some level. All your self-hatred, your disgust with yourself, with your failures, which led to your judgments. We're going to pull it out of you now. Give it to us. Give us your shame. Give us your failure. Give us your weakness that you despise in yourself. Give us your limited beliefs about yourself. Give us your lack of safety and lack of trust in you. Give us your resistance to loving yourself. Give us all your explanations of why you can't or won't or want or will not. Just feel it like ugly stuff. Pull it out of you. We're pulling it out of you, and we're going to put it into a ball. A nice big black ball, your ball, a gunk. Put that pain, that shame in there. Just fill it up. Pulling it out of your feet now. Pulling it out of your legs. Pulling it out of your hips. We're pulling it out of your torso. We're pulling it out of your shoulders and arms. Pulling it out of your neck. Oh, yeah, you like to stash stuff there. Pulling it out of your head. I'm going to go right back down into the sacrum, into your lower abdomen, and pull another little load out. Where you are, where you see yourself as less than, as a man or a woman, your gender identity, we're going to pull that out. Into this ball now, you got a big ball. Now feel the ball. Is it hot or cold to the touch? Just notice. Is it heavy? Is it black or is it some other color? How dense is it? How does your hands feel when you put your hands on it? Place it in front of you and let it float there. Look at it. Check inside your heart if there's anything else left that you're unlovable or unworthy that you can let go. There's a little bit left over there, right behind the heart. A good ball of crap. Now send it to the sound of our voice. Just send it to us. It won't hurt us, nor will it hurt the one who channels us. Send it to us. Just with your mind and intention, intend it to move in our direction and let us get it. Let us take it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're taking it. We're taking it from you. Let yourself feel the release as you let it go. And we take it. And we're getting a really, really big ball going here. We're holding it. And it's joining with the other balls. Joining with the balls of people's shame all over the planet. Everyone carries their own ball and chain. The chain is the guilt and judgment, and the ball is the shame itself. At the count of three, we're going to send this ball into the vortex. And anything that you would like to send into the vortex that you no longer want in your life, any emotion, any reality, at the count of three, throw it into the vortex and we're going to spin it out. One, two, three. Okay, clap a few times to break the tether. Excellent. Excellent. You just broke the string that tied you to it. It's gone. Feel it. Feel the freedom. Now look at your life. Look at your future. In order for you to have a future, you must envision a future without guilt being your motivator. How are you going to motivate yourself? Are you going to try and motivate yourself to redeem yourself? No. What is the anger and resentment and rage and powerlessness you feel you have no right to express? Because if you were to express this part of yourself, this anger, rage, or violence, you would be a bad person. You have to be always sweet and nice. Never say no. The good girl, the good boy. Isn't it time to let that one go? Because that will motivate you to keep your mouth shut, to adjust your behavior, and to shut yourself down and abandon yourself if you hold on to that. The count of three, let's put it into the vortex. One, two, three. All right, let's look at the guilt of identity, of not belonging, because there's something wrong with you. You don't fit. You don't belong. You don't fit into the group. Or you're doing better or you're doing worse. Whichever way it is, you don't fit. You've got to do more. If you're doing better, you owe more to the planet. If you're doing worse, you've got to work harder. Push more. You haven't found all your family, your spiritual family yet. You feel adrift, lonely, disconnected. Let it go now. Let's, at the count of three, let's let all of it go into the vortex. One, two, three. One more. There's only one more. Somehow you feel like you haven't done enough, been enough, achieved enough. You haven't been on your spiritual path good enough. God may not like you. You haven't been perfect enough. You haven't fulfilled your mission. You haven't fulfilled your dreams. You're still a loser. You got to work harder. Time's a-wasting. Feel the urge to redeem yourself. Feel the urge of the slave driver to push you, to drive you, to fix you, to make you perfect, to make you lovable, to make you worthwhile. Feel the guilt that your higher self, your soul, that God got us all that is waiting for you, and you've been screwing up. That's your perception. Find that perception within you. It's somewhere in there. Why does it take such a long time to become self-realized and return home and triumph? Maybe you're not made of the right stuff. You haven't achieved enough. All right. Count of three. Let's let it go. One, two, three. All right, now, feel within yourself. Do you still have any shame in there? Any feelings of unworthiness, of inadequacy? Do you have any guilt in there? If so, pay attention to them. Sit with them. Get up close to whatever remnant you may find. And if you don't find one, float freely. Float light and free. And those of you who are finding the guilt or shame, that residues that are still there, we just need to repeat, it's not real. It's all fake. It's part of the illusion. Just feel it and watch it dissolve. All of you, watch. Any negativity, limitation, limiting beliefs, just let them dissolve. Just dissolve. That's it. We're doing cleanup now. Any odds and ends? Good. And now, just for a couple of seconds, imagine a life lived free of these three. How free, how empowered, how loving, how wondrously safe that can be. How wonderful it will feel to be in a supportive and loving world where you can grow and learn and to who you are, recognizing yourself as the divine, to love, touch, and heal others, to imagine and to create and craft realities that are fun for you, to stay and step into that natural state for you, which is happiness and joy and bliss of being. It's a bright, bright life. At the count of three, we're going to take that and send that into the vortex as a intention program for manifestation. Just feel the light, feel the freedom, feel the exaltation, the celebration. One, two, take this energy now, and three. And let the world receive that image, that sense, that light of yours. Now let this stay gone. Don't take it back. let yourself in your relatively free state, released state, balanced state now, come back to body consciousness, to that body that was holding on for you, to open your eyes, to come present into the room. Can you feel the lightness? The lightness of being. This is your birthright as a divine being having a physical plane experience. Take this with you. Remember this anytime one of those ugly three show up. It's your power of choice to choose what state of being you prefer, your preference. We have enjoyed working with you tremendously. It's a pleasure. We look forward to working with you again anytime that we can. And we surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.